Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house lot a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Two. Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. With Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
When last we were in Murondoy, Kimal discovered that he was burning when urinating, but dismissed it as being dehydrated. He and Sharona planned to have dinner and a movie, but later changed to a pizza and sleepover. Zina and Denzel discussed their relationship over dinner, and she requested that it remain private. Denzel differed because he thought that as two consenting adults, they had the right to be together. When Zina dropped Denzel home, Catalina confronted them and accused Zina of taking advantage of her son and Denzel of being disrespectful. And now, as we return to Murondoy, Kimal makes a startling discovery.
Oh, gosh. Why didn't you bring us up hard, boy? Ooh. Me and Sharona used condoms last night. You know what? Let me wake her up. Sharona. Sharona.
Mm-hmm.
Sharona.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. It's morning.
Hey. Morning, Kimal.
Yeah, morning.
What happened?
You're burning real bad when I urinate, man.
Again?
Yeah. It's happening to you?
No.
You don't sound too sure.
I'm fine.
You sure?
You accusing me of something?
I want you to tell me the truth.
I don't know what you want me to say, though.
Sharona, I've been good all the time. We started having sex, and now suddenly it's burning when I urinate.
Oh, so I's the one to blame?
If you're hiding something from me, just tell me.
You accusing me of giving you something?
Did you?
Wow, you behaving like a real idiot. Look, let me just put on my clothes and go home, yeah?
Just tell me the truth.
If something wrong with you, you ain't get it from me.
You're the only person I'm having sex with.
So, like you had a past before me?
I wasn't with anybody for more than a year.
What?
I told you already that some terrible things happened to me when I was a child. And since I got older, I've been with two other people besides you.
Oh.
So please, Sharona, tell me the truth.
You really think I gave you something?
Why am I burning?
It could be the irritation from the condom.
It was burning before last night.
Right.
Babes, please. I promise I won't be mad. Just tell me the truth. Are you seeing someone else?
What? No, I wouldn't do that.
What about before you came to Marunda? Sharona, please. Just tell me.
You were the voice of Diana again. You've been here.
Auntie Martin, the nice pass me, you know. I could understand that Denzel is a little boy, and little boys like when big women give them attention. But gosh, man, she's the big one, and she should exercise better judgment.
All right, I agree with you, Catalina.
Imagine if I go and push myself up with one of her sons. How she would feel about her? Huh?
That is the thing.
I mean, when she and Denzel first started this thing, I understand that she'd be coming out from an abusive relationship. She was vulnerable at the time, and my son always willing to help people. But what she really think? Eh? Like she want this relationship turn into some marriage or something.
Maybe we should sit Denzel down and talk to him.
You see your attitude when I tried to talk to you earlier? Denzel never used to behave like this.
Look, I am surprised that Zena would rekindle our relationship with Denzel though. I thought me and she were friends. And you were married to Morris even though it was for a short time.
She don't care. She got me nice son and the show self.
I mean, Denzel is an adult and can make his own choices. But gosh, man, she can exercise better judgment.
Auntie Martha, we need to break these two people up. Are you accepting this? I am not accepting this, Auntie Martha. My son need a nice young girl, he own age that he could get married to and have children with. Big ol' lad, Bagzina, can't give you no children.
He and Kavita were so nice together.
I think this is all because of that. He still loves Kavita and trying to replace her with that big old cousin.
Kavita was the one who ended the relationship.
But that don't mean he can't get you back. Auntie Myrtle, they're young.
Right, yes.
We got to come up with a plan. I can't accept this. We have to come up with a plan, Auntie Myrtle.
Sharona, stop crying and tell me what it is.
Promise you never hate me, Kamal?
I could never hate you. What happened?
So, I met this guy, right? And he was like in his late 30s.
You were with somebody in their late 30s?
No, I wasn't with him. He was my friend, or so I thought.
Oh.
Anyway. I tell you, I like to sing and dance and so.
Okay.
And he had told me about this opportunity where I could make a lot of money.
Hmm.
So a day I was home and he called, right? And said he carried me for a drive. When I go in the car, he asked me if I wanted something to drink. Next thing I know, after I drank it, I started feeling funny.
What? He drugged you?
Yeah. Next thing I woke up, and I was in another vehicle, heading in the bush.
What?
That is how I ended up getting traffic.
Babes.
They just kept feeding me alcohol, had me on drugs. That's how I started with this whole drug thing.
Why you didn't tell me all this, Sharona?
Because it's not something that I even want to remember. These people do all kind of things to me. And if I didn't cooperate, they would beat me.
Wow.
Auntie Nadira and the same Miss Coretta, it's them come and rescue me. Them and another lady named Miss Deborah make I get rescued.
Sure no. Wish you had told me before.
I still get nightmares. Can you imagine being forced to sleep with men you don't even know?
Oh no. I don't think I can hear anymore.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. These men could've give you something?
Well,
Sharona.
Okay. So I started getting some symptoms.
Symptoms? What kind of symptoms?
Pain and like I was bleeding sometimes and it wasn't my period.
What? Oh no.
I didn't have money to go to the doctor. I like I'd be frightened for telling Auntie Nadira. So I used some home remedies, and eventually the pain also eased up, so I thought I got rid of it.
So, wait. You're telling me you had some kind of sexually transmitted infection?
I don't know, Kimal. I thought I got rid of it.
How you get rid of it and my urine burning?
I'm so sorry.
What if it's HIV or herpes? Something I can't get rid of. Oh no.
Kimal, I'm so sorry.
Same thing my sister was saying. We should have gun tested before. Oh no. No.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this to you.
What are you saying? You knew it was a possibility that you had something. And you still had unprotected sex with me?
I'm sorry, Kimal.
Kimal, you real stupid boy. You real stupid. Oh, gosh. What I could do, boy? What I could do?
Maybe we can go and get tested together.
After everything, now you telling me this? What sense it make when I don't get whatever it is you give me?
I'm sorry, Kimal.
Alright, alright. Google. Google. Google? It's your friend, Kimal. Google is your friend. What STI causes urine to burn? Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Could be gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomoniasis. Stupid.
I'm sorry, Kimal.
Stop apologizing, Sharona. You could have told me what happened to you, and then we could have gotten tested together.
I wasn't even expecting us to start having sex so soon. You're the one that just sprang it on me.
So now you're trying to say like I rape you or something?
Rape? Who said anything about rape?
You know what? You need to go.
So you're not gonna carry me home?
I can't deal with that right now, Sharona. My head in total confusion.
Kimal.
Don't say another word. Just get your things together. I'll call a taxi for you.
But Kimal.
Just go.
Anyway, Zina, you know I love and respect you. And I think out of respect for our friendship, you should leave Denzel to date girls his own age.
Miss Myrtle, I'm sorry you don't approve of our relationship. But for a long time, I kept telling Denzel no. Because I was worried about this same reaction.
So why not continue to tell him no?
What me and Denzel have is different. He's a very special young man.
I know that about my nephew. But Zina, as a big girl, you should set the boundaries, man.
How she would feel if one of she son bring home a big 50-something-year-old woman?
Catalina, I'm in my 40s.
Big difference to make, eh? It's not like it's 10 years or less between you and my son. It's a whole 20 years, gosh, man.
Zina, you hear how Catalina feels, right?
Respect that my son get a bright future, Harry. He don't need to be burdened down with a woman old enough to be his mother.
So what is your decision, Zina?
What decision do I have to make, Miss Myrtle?
Look, Auntie Myrtle, give me the phone. Look, leave my son alone.
Respectfully, Catalina, Denzel and I are adults, and we will do whatever we please. And I'm sorry if that upsets you, but he's old enough to make his own decision.
Oh, okay. When I find one of you, son, I hope you're not going to have a problem with that.
My son in Guyana keeps a low profile. And the other in the U.S. hasn't been home in a while.
So don't mean that I can't find them? Zina, I'm appealing with you woman to woman, a mother to mother. Think about Denzel's future and just leave him alone, please.
Catalina, I promise you, I have no intention of messing up Denzel's future. Two adults are allowed to enjoy each other's company, whether it's short-term or long-term.
Zina, please.
Miss Myrtle, you know I respect you, but...
What respect you could have for this family? Huh? When you're running around with my son?
Miss Myrtle, you know I respect you, but leave me and Denzel to figure this out.
Don't worry, Zina. I gonna figure it out for y'all. I promise you, Zina, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you leave my son alone. Mark me words.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.